In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Again, we will continue the process of man-to-man preaching and the story of the healing of the blind man. We told you last time that the Lord did not make the regular miracle as usual, and He did not put His hand directly on his eyes. He took him away, He held his hands, He spit on his eyes, and then He touched his eyes. And by touching the eyes, we said that this is the power of God, the power of the Word of God. So as a servant, you are working like a technician to put the glasses on the weak eye. You know, in the clinic of the doctors of the eyes, sometimes they put some glasses to see whether you can see properly or you cannot see. So we are doing the same in opening up the eyes of the non-believer. So the Lord asked him if he saw anything. Why did the Lord ask him so? Definitely our Lord Jesus Christ knew everything. But by asking questions, you can know what exactly this man accept, or what kinds of ideas are settled down. Did he receive the message properly? Did he understand the story of salvation? Did he get the truth clearly? So we need to ask questions. What do you see? So we are not just telling the story or giving the ideas. We should care for the acceptance and the receiving of the message in a proper way. Do you see? What do you see? And how do you see them? So it's kind of testing the catechumens. You know the system of catechumens, those who are under the preparation for baptism, they believed in God, but they did not repent enough, or they have to know much before enjoying the gift of baptism and the new life. So they put under the system of catechumen. How clear is your vision? This is a very important question we should ask anyone who is stepping forward in his opening up the eyes or knowing God. So this man looked up and said, I see men. But you know, this answer was not correct. He should say, I can see you, Lord. You are the doctor. You are the one who made the miracle. You are the one who opened my eyes. Now I know the truth. So he just saw the people, the men. He did not focus on the Lord himself. So this is not the perfect truth, because people may focus on other people, and this is not Christianity. Christianity is focusing on the Lord himself. So he could not yet see the Lord. And also he said, I can see men like trees. This is, you know, very strange answer, as if the healing was not complete. And this is a common question, why the Lord did not heal him in a one-step miracle as usual? Why he did not open up his eyes clearly from the first minute? But by doing so, we can learn some lessons that when he saw men like trees, it means that people may not get the truth completely, and they may get some false ideas and mingled with some good ideas. We need to filter these bad ideas out and make sure that they accept the truth as it is. So by saying, I can see men like trees walking, you know, as if he is saying all creations are the same, trees like men. So this is not the truth. Or he couldn't see the Creator, he just see creatures. Or, you know, seeing men like that big, so he is kind of afraid of people around, or maybe he feels very little or suffering from low self-esteem. And these, you know, are obstacles in the way of preaching the word of God and enlightening the truth to the mind of the non-believer. Also, saying, I see men like trees walking, as if he can see the world like a forest. And by seeing so, this is not the truth. We should see the world as created by the hands of the Lord, very beautiful, and the glory of God on earth, but also we should see the devil power working here and there. Now the Lord made another step, that he put his hand again on his eyes, and again, so by doing this, you know, we should understand the dynamics of receiving the truth. It won't come in 1 minute or one step. It needs, you know, more and more time and more empathy, giving, caring, teaching, answering questions, praying together. So it's a long process. Truth equal, you see everything through the eyes of the Lord. Truth means that you see God as he is, and you see things through his eyes. So now you are perfect eyesighted. You know, after this miracle, it was written, he came to Bethsaida and they brought a blind man to him. And the last step, then he put his hand on his eyes again and made him look up, and he was restored. And so everyone clearly, then he sent him away to his house saying, neither go into the town nor tell anyone in the town. So he restored the vision. You know, by this word, we are restoring the truth. We are not giving a new thing to any non-believer. Actually, we are just restoring the old story that you are the image of God. God loves you. God came to this world to save you. If you accept the faith, you will go into the new life through sacraments and church. You are aiming at the eternal life. You are restoring the life back which you lost by sin. So this kind of restoring life, it's the story of salvation. Next time we will see how could this man completed his life after opening up his eyes. Glory to God.
Amen.